Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then your job is to decide who's right. Alexa and Henry. Alexa, what's going on?
So back in May, I helped my daughter with some homework for school project, and she gave me her password and login information for her computer, and I still have it. She hasn't changed it. She's 16. She's acting a little weird. I want to go into the laptop, read her emails, and see her text messages and make sure she's okay. My husband says that it's a violation of her privacy and that it's going to backfire. And when it comes to teenagers, I don't think there's such a thing as privacy. Like, I'm her mom. I should take care of her. My job is to protect her, and I need to make sure she's okay.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty fair. Henry, what's your side of this?
I mean, honestly, it's exactly what she just said. I mean, it's going to be an invasion of privacy. See, once she finds out that her mom did this, there's going to be hell to pay.
Every teenager is a little bit different, right? So you've got the ones that might be naive at 16, and they really do need a little bit more help. Not to say that the ones that are a little bit more grown don't need your help, but they might be much more guarded about their privacy. Like some, it's in their nature to ask for help, and others, it's not. You know, the one thing is that if you go in there, if you find something that makes you uncomfortable about your daughter's behavior, you can't always correct it. And then what do? You've opened Pandora's box.
This is a tough one. I just got an email from the principal of my daughter's school. Now, she's only in sixth grade, so she's still young. And the principal said that we should be checking our children's text messages on their phones.
Sure.
And I was like, huh. And my cousin Angela has a rule that with her oldest daughter that every night she hands her her phone and she can look through her phone.
How old is the daughter?
Same age as Hayden, 11.
Yeah.
And she says, once I can't do this, you can't have this phone. And I thought that was interesting because the truth of the matter is that I've never gone through my daughter's phone. I would never feel like I had to. But like Alexa said, if there's a reason that she's acting weird and you've got like password that you can get into her laptop, I'm not saying I'm beyond doing it. I certainly would.
Yeah. Does she have a boyfriend?
I don't know.
Yeah,
she's acting funny. So maybe that's what it is. She's acting funny. Maybe she's seeing someone, but I don't know. She's not telling me anything.
Have you asked her what's wrong?
I have. And she says she's fine.
Yeah.
She's 16. It's teenager stuff. It's like, how are you? How was school? Good, fine. What's new? Nothing.
Yeah.
Henry,
what am I supposed to do?
The grades are still good? All that stuff?
Grades are still very good. Doing very well.
You'd be on thin ice, right?
I probably would have turned on the computer already and just done it, not even told you, Henry, to be honest. What we're going to do is ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Alexa, that it's your 16-year-old daughter. She is your daughter. She is a teenager, and if you think something's wrong and your mom's radar is saying, go in that computer and see what's going on, go for it. But they may see Henry's side, too, that it is an invasion of privacy, and it is going to put you in deep water if she finds out, and maybe you just need to respect your daughter's boundaries. You both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Great. Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Couples Court this week. Judge Marilyn Million from the People's Court will be coming up later on to give her verdict. But first, we have to hear from you. Henry and Alex are having a disagreement. Henry and Alexa, excuse me. Their 16-year-old's been acting funny. And mom says, hey, listen, I still have her password into her Mac, her laptop, and I can pretty much go into it, check her messages and everything. But dad's not on that side.
Well, Henry says it's a violation of, privacy. It's an invasion of her personal affairs and that all teenagers act weird from time to time, which is, you know, of course, kind of what we all know, right?
Yeah. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
On dad's side. But what I say is take this girl on a very long drive because that's when they talk. Put her in the car and drive until she tells you what's up.
And take the phone away when you do that. So they have nothing else to do except to, like, pay attention to you.
I guess that's not the worst idea. Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Henry and Alexa have a 16-year-old daughter who's been acting quote-unquote funny. Alexa has a plan. She says, I have all her passwords for her Mac. When she goes to school, I'm going to check her messages and her emails.
Henry thinks it's an invasion of privacy is actually going to backfire on mom. He says, teenagers just act weird. Why don't we back off, give it some time, see what happens.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999 is Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
I am on the woman's side. The mom side. I think that teenagers sometimes don't know what they're getting into. And I think as a mom, you need to make sure that they're safe no matter what.
I think if I had a feeling of foreboding, I'd 100% agree with the mom, right? Get in there, find out what's going on. But when a teenager acts a little weird, like, is it really a problem? I don't know.
Yes, it's always a problem.
Yeah. Well, relationships change, including with your teenager.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the mom's side, I guess. Yes, I am. Personally, I have a 17-year-old. I had two other older daughters. They do go through that crazy phase where they turn like evil monsters in their teenage years. But it sounds like she's talking to her mom, but if her mom thinks that something's wrong, then she should.
Yeah.
My 17-year-old is obnoxious and never answers any of my questions. But I know something, you know, I don't, nothing is wrong with her.
Right.
Besides being a total jerk.
Besides being a regular teenager.
Right. I think as a parent, you feel it. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but Hayden could get in the car after school and not say a word, and I'll feel it that there's something wrong. So I see that. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I am definitely on the mom side. I have three kids. When we gave them their phones, one got one at 12, the other got them just at 13. It was stipulated in the beginning, these phones belong to your father and I. We will go through your text. We will go through your email.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Alexa, our audience agreed with you. Until she's 18, she's your daughter and she lives at home and you have the right to go through her stuff.
Thank you.
Henry, how do you feel about that?
I think I'm going to have to duck and cover from all this.
Listen, obviously you want to know what's going on with your daughter, guys, and it's important and responsible for you guys as parents to do that. But the violation of trust is something that can build some serious resentment. I hope it doesn't become an impediment to what is, you know, a pretty good relationship. You know, it's tough when they're teenagers.
Yeah, I still would rather take the chance, because if something is wrong and I find out later that I could have stopped it, I'm one of those people that I just wouldn't forgive myself that if I could have prevented it just by checking in. No, I'd rather know she's safe and she's okay, or if she is in trouble, that we can help her as soon as possible.
If you have a problem too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com. And all this week, Judge Marilyn Million and her husband, Judge John Schlesinger from the People's Court, will be joining us to give their verdict. What do they think about this? It's next with Anna and Raven. All this week, Judge Marilyn Million and her husband, Judge John Schlesinger from the People's Court, will be joining us to give their verdict on the Couples Court. It's Anna and Raven. Judge Marilyn Million, you have three girls.
Yes.
Okay, so this, I think you'll have an interesting take on. This mother, I guess she had helped her daughter with some homework back in May when they started working from home, and she has all her daughter's computer login information, the login, the password. Now, back at school, her daughter's been acting very strange. She's 16 years old, but every time she asks her what's wrong, it's nothing, nothing, nothing. She wants to go into her daughter's computer when she's at school and start reading all her iMessages and going through her emails to see if she can figure out what's wrong. Dad is not on board with this, as it's a violation of privacy. What do you think?
This is like tailor-made for us, because I have a very, very specific opinion about this, which is the golden rule. She who makes the gold makes the rules. A 16-year-old living in my house with a cell phone and a computer that I pay for, I gave my disclaimer at the beginning. I explained to them when they were like six that they own nothing while they're living here, and that everything is subject to my review. And then what happens is, as time passes, they kind of forget that part. But I have, not only do I fully believe that if there's something wrong and you sense there's something wrong, you have an obligation as a parent to try to delve deeper, but I have done it on numerous occasions with all three of my children.
Judge John, you agree with that? And did she even ask your opinion before she just did it?
let me just say, first of all, Marilyn, you couldn't be more wrong on this one. This, to me, is the 21st century equivalent of reading your daughter's diary. back in the
which
old
I
days.
Have also been.
And look, and why? Because look, the kid turns 16 and acts weird. All kids act weird when they turn 16, in my experience. And to me, look, some things are sacred and you just shouldn't be opened up. So I'm kind of with Dad all the way on this one, unless there's something that suggests real trouble, suicidal issues or things like that. I would let
But you just don't know until you delve in there. You keep your mouth shut. And then you find out if there's a drug problem, a suicidal ideation. You know, maybe if some of the parents in the cases that you did as a criminal judge had looked at their kids' notebooks, in particular, you know what case I'm talking about, you know, their son wouldn't have ended up at 14 a murderer.
Right.
You know, so yeah, I have very strong feelings about this. And I don't even feel guilty because I've told all my children, hey, nothing is sacred here. So I don't even feel like I'm violating.
Right, we know that. In this household, there are no secrets. Mary and I share the same emails, our text messages, everything is an open book. So it's always been that way. Yeah, we have the same passwords for everything. So.
That's good to hear because, I mean, if not, she may walk into that room and smash your phone. I mean,
and expect the
text to come out of it. stuff on my phone is really boring, believe me.
Judge Marilyn Million and her husband, Judge John Schlesinger from the People's Court, they'll be joining us all week giving their verdict on the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.